It's down to 9 weeks before Election Day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You can't be a democracy when you support violence, when you don't like the outcome of election.
President Biden on Labor Day went to Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, again swiping at Republicans he says are radical. Here's Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Gone is the pledge to unite the country. For nearly a week now, Biden has been vilifying his predecessor and the 70 million plus Americans who voted for him.
The biggest contrast from what MAGA Republicans, the extreme right, the Trumpies, they want to go to Congress. These MAGA Republicans in Congress are coming for your Social Security as well.
Former President Trump has been pushing back, calling the president divisive, saying he's the big threat to our country. Now, there was a Trump victory in court on Labor Day. A federal judge appointed an independent review of what the FBI sees from the former president's Florida home.
Judge Eileen Cannon cited unprecedented circumstances in ordering the special master, quote, to review the seized property for personal items and documents and potentially privileged material subject to claims of attorney-client and or executive privilege.
Now, the intelligence community can still do a risk assessment of the material.
But the government for now may not use the documents for investigative purposes as part of the grand jury criminal probe.
Fox's David Spund, one of the suspects in a stabbing spree in Canada, has been found dead. His brother's believed to be injured and still on the run. They're accused of murdering 10 people and injuring more than a dozen others in Saskatchewan. An update on the abduction of a woman in Memphis, Tennessee, while she was out jogging on Friday.
An unidentified body has been found in the frantic search for missing mother of two, Eliza Fletcher. Just 7 miles from where Fletcher was last seen and a mile from where the suspect was seen cleaning his car and clothes.
That's Fox's Jackie Bunyas. That suspect to be arraigned today. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has upset the mayor of a third city, sending buses of migrants to Chicago, where Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is questioning the Republican governor's Christian faith. Abbott has also sent migrants who came to the U.S. illegally to New York and Washington in protest to Biden and administration border policies he blames for a surge at the border. And he is not alone criticizing those policies amid a string of migrant deaths.
Brendan Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, reflecting on migrant mass drownings in the Rio Grande River.
This is extremely upsetting, and it's upsetting to every single one of us that puts on a uniform and goes out there and tries to secure the border.
Slamming President Biden's border policies, telling Fox News there's no deterrent for crossing the border illegally, despite the risks, saying the administration needs to end catch and release.
People don't listen to words. They listen to actions. And this administration's actions are very clear. If you cross the border illegally, you will be rewarded.
He goes on to say he believes in asylum, but that federal officials need to hold migrants in custody pending an asylum or deportation proceeding. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from last week's continued selling. Dow futures are up nearly 200 points. The price of oil not moving too much, around 87 bucks a barrel ahead of a production cut.
With demand falling and fears of a recession rising, OPEC nations and their allies say they'll cut crude oil production by 100,000 barrels per day in October. The move offsets a mostly symbolic increase of the same amount this month. Oil prices topped $120 per barrel in June, but have fallen sharply in recent weeks, cutting into the cartel's profits, while drivers in the U.S. reap the benefits at the gas pumps.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, the price of gas has dropped every day for 12 weeks, down almost a buck and a quarter from the $5 record. An upset at tennis's U.S. Open, the number two seed Rafael Nadal knocked out in the fourth round by American Francis Tiafoe in four sets. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.